Wonderful to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Later this hour, we'll get the very latest from New Hampshire, the first actual primary of this election year, following by 8 days the Iowa caucuses. Well, a triple play reconvening here on the field of KPCC. A. Martinez of Take-Two, Nick Roman of All Things Considered, and yours truly, to talk about some big developments in baseball. First of all, we have more details thanks to a Wall Street Journal article by Jared Diamond, just published in the past couple of days, looking at documents from baseball's internal investigation into the sign-stealing scandal of the Houston Astros. And of course, the year in which the Dodgers lost to the Astros in 2017. And then we've also got a lawsuit that's been filed by a former Dodger relief pitcher against the Houston Astros, claiming that his career was destroyed by sign-stealing. And on top of that, a wild proposal being floated by Major League Baseball, at least reported, to change the whole playoff system. So, let me start with you, first of all. Looking at the further details of how involved it appears the Houston Astros senior management was in this whole sign-stealing scandal, do you think that the baseball did enough here?
No. And this is starting to mushroom. Normally, I would think that any kind of news, off-season baseball news, is good news, keeping the sport in the headlines. This is not the kind of news that you want to have people think about. It seems like it's gone deeper than just the players. We were led to believe that it was simply a player thing, that Alex Cora started it as a bench coach for the Astros. But now, if it comes to the point where we need to start investigating past the front office and maybe into upper management, into the ownership, then it's going to get to a point where this is going to be a really ugly stain. I think Black Sox level stain on baseball. It's bad.
And Nick, we players are really upset about this.
Captain Renault from Casablanca. I'm shocked that this could be going on at the upper levels. Yeah, it looks pretty clear that the upper guys knew about this, and it does look terrible, and it's going to continue the entire season because the Astro players haven't really adequately addressed any of this. You got fans, Dodger fans, buying tickets to go see the Astros when they play the Angels that first weekend of the season.
And Yankee fans, I understand, joining them.
Yeah, it's going to be wild. And you're going to have a couple of pitchers who went down to Houston and got smacked around who are still in the league who are going to think, you know, a couple of inside fastballs wouldn't be a bad idea this time around. It's terrible, and the Astros are just going to have to find a way to live it down. And I don't think from what you have seen from the culture of that front office and that team, I don't think they have the capacity to do it. They're going to have my own feeling is I know they're talented. They're going to have an awful season because I think the psychological pressure is just going to be immense.
They're hugely talented, but they're going to be booed coast to coast.
Yeah, Jose Altuve, the second baseman, Alex Bregman, who is their third baseman. Bregman has a very ironic ad out right now. It's a print ad where he's promoting some kind of fitness tool, and the slogan, I'm paraphrasing, nothing ever given to him, everything's earned. So it's kind of a little ironic. ironic to have Bregman be on the cover of that. They're going to get booed everywhere. But here's the thing, though. In this day and age, it doesn't seem like it would be, but there are ways to insulate yourself if you want to. They don't have to grant interviews. They can just be maybe very, very selective in who they speak to after games. As long as they make themselves technically available media-wise, that's all that's really required out of them from Major League Baseball. So there are ways to be insulated, although those trips to New York, those trips to large markets, that's going to be really interesting to see how well they play in those cities.
Yeah, it's going to be rough.
And then we have former Dodger journeyman pitcher Mike Bolsinger, who filed a lawsuit yesterday.
Yeah, we got the headline late last night, and I just sort of scanned the AP story, and we had it on the air to read the an account today in USA Today about what Mike Bolsinger is looking for. Let me tell you a little about Mike Bolsinger. You're right, journeyman pitcher. But he played for the Dodgers for two seasons in 2015 and 2016. 2015, for the first 2.5 months of the season, he was terrific. Got a great curveball. I saw him pitch against the Padres at Dodger Stadium, and he was fabulous. He threw 8 innings, 1 hit, shutout. Dodgers won that ballgame. And then he ended up, things kind of didn't work for him so well anymore. And he ended up with the Toronto Blue Jays. And that game that he's talking about in the 2017 season was by far the worst game he had ever pitched in the big leagues. He came in, he was the third pitcher of this particular inning for the Blue Jays. He came in, the score was 7-2. When he went out and got the third out, there were two outs already. When he went out, the score was 12-2, and it was a wipeout. And let me just tell you what happened for him that inning. This is the sequence: walk, home run, double, walk, single, single, walk, fly ball deep to left field.
Ouch,
for an out.
Wow.
Oh, it was, and
that's brutal.
He went down to the minors after that. Now, he did go to Japan and had a lot of success in Japan. Pitched there for 4 seasons, but now he's following.
Where they were
lawsuit.
Too honorable to steal signs.
I
in
think that,
in
may
that
actually might be true.
Yeah. No, I was only half in jest. Before you go, I want to ask you about this proposal that's being floated out there to expand the playoffs, further diluting a 162-game regular season. That's bad enough, but the proposal that the most successful teams get to choose who they face in the playoffs?
I am so excited about this, Larry. You don't understand. Because here's
this
the
is ridiculous.
So here's how it's going to work. There are going to be 3 division winners under this proposed plan. 3 division winners, 4 wild card teams. So take, for example, the National League last year. The Dodgers, with the best record, would have had a bye. They would have gone straight to the division series. The Atlanta Braves would have been the team, the division winner with the second best record. They would have had to choose between the Brewers, the Mets, and the Diamondbacks to determine who they would play in the best of 3 series that would have opened up the postseason. Now, here's the thing. If this thing happens, and the great thing about this is that the matchups would be unveiled on a television show before the playoffs, I'd say that the Braves, a representative from the Braves, should hand a rose to either the Brewers, the Mets, or the Diamondbacks to determine the choice. That would be incredible. That would be incredible.
Yes.
If they, or a bat, something to say, look, that's who we're going to be hooking up with in the next round.
Well, they could take it even further. I mean, you could go out to dinner with the representatives from each team and listen to them and have them sweet talk you into, no, pick me, let's play.
I love it. The reason why I like it, Larry, I'm not kidding around about
and
this.
And you're not tongue in cheek.
No,
serious.
I do. Because you, me, Nick, we're all going to consume baseball no matter what.
Right.
However they give it to us, we're going to watch it because we're just baseball nuts.
Even 3.5-hour games.
This is for the people who in September tune out from baseball and go watch football, the NFL, college football, their fantasy football teams. Those are the people that baseball needs to get back. And something like this could be just interesting enough to keep them tuned in through the postseason.
Do you think the players' union would ever accept the teams choosing their opponents?
I think if you give them something on the back end, a new union deal with maybe a bigger share of marketing, of revenue, I think if you give players money, they will take anything.
Okay.
Let me just tell you that right now.
The way that they do it, just as an aside, that they do it in Japan, you have the 2 leagues, the 6 teams in each league, the Central League and the Pacific League. The team that's in first gets a bye, and then the next 2 teams have a playoff series, best of 3, and then the team that wins that series moves on to a best of 7, except the team that had the best record goes in with a 1-game advantage. So they only have to win 3 games. The other team has to win 4. That's how they do it in Japan. John Smoltz had suggested that what you ought to do in the wild card game is you shouldn't have just 1. You should have like 1 game, and then the next day have a doubleheader to decide. And do it all in one
so
team's ballpark.
So depth would matter clearly on that one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In the American League last year, the Yankees would have had the second best division winning record. They would have chosen between the Rays, the Indians, or the Red Sox. They could have chosen to send the Red Sox across country to Oakland to play the A's. So there's a lot of that kind of strategy involved. Is a team's bullpen just so torn up that they're going to lose in the next round? You send your rival 3,000 miles away. Wow. There, that's all. I mean, think about the drama that we'd be talking about in September.
Be great. I've never seen you so happy.
I would love to have you stay longer, but your producers would kill me because they need you. You apparently have a recording to do, but we got to let you go. All right. Hey, thanks so much. I'll continue. It'll be the double play with Nick and me. You'll be
here.
Can
you guys handle it without? I mean, are you sure?
We'll be compromised. All right. We'll do our best, though. Scott, calling from Martinez, California, says A. Martinez is out of his mind. So we're going to have to take that.
Well, yeah, there's that.
He's calling from my town, Martinez, California.
Yeah, it is named for your family, no doubt. All right, we're going to continue with the double play, talking about this proposal for baseball. It's Air Talk on KPCC. Back in 1 minute. It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Now just the double play. Nick Roman of All Things Considered. Larry Mantle of Air Talk. We're talking baseball. Want to hear what you think of this proposal that A. Martinez loves. A. had to run to do a recording for Take Two. But he loves this idea, thinks it would regenerate interest in baseball at the end of the season by expanding the playoff field, not having that one-day wild card game, and by allowing the best record team to choose its opponent. Now, Scott in Martinez up in the Bay Area joining us. Scott, you take issue with A here. Now, be gentle. He's not here to defend himself.
Hi. I'm on the air.
Yes, you are.
Oh, great. Thank you. I won't get histrionic, but
thank you.
But I really think that baseball at this point is the purest, you know, most natural sport. Obviously, the lack of a clock, the way that the game can just play itself out naturally. I think that, you know, and I worked in reality TV production, so I've seen the song.
You know this kind of thing.
Yeah, and for goodness sake, I just don't want to see, you know, the sport of Robinson and Mays and Aaron, you know, go the way of the Shahs of Sunset. You know, we got enough glitz in the NBA and the NFL, and those have turned into sideshows to a certain extent, not so the NBA more, but Major League Baseball for people who love it. I mean, I don't know anyone who loves baseball who tunes out for the playoffs. That's the best time of year.
All right. Hey, Scott, I appreciate it. So, Nick, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I may not be all that supportive of this particular proposal, but I would also raise questions about baseball's purity over the last, say, 60 years, ever since, you know, it took forever just to have black players in Major League Baseball. Teams began moving around. You had all sorts of changes in the way that the playoff system was run in the National League for a long time. To break a tie, it was a best of three. The American League was just a one-game playoff. That went on for a long time. First round of the playoffs used to be, best of five. And it's every few years, something changes. Almost always what happens is the season gets longer. There are more teams participating in postseason. And if you drill down on all of that, what is it? It's money. It's TV money.
Well, I think though it dilutes the regular season.
One of
the problems is if you have nearly half the teams making the playoffs, then it's much more incentive for teams to rest players more. The record doesn't matter as much because, as we know, wild card teams win World Series.
Well, and there should be a penalty if you don't come in first place. The penalty should be you have a really hard road through the playoffs. So that's why I sort of like John Smoltz's idea of, you know, you end up playing a double header if you're going to break a tie. You end up it has to be something where to win all of those games really does make a difference. If you remember, Larry, years ago with the Lakers, that first season with Magic Johnson, they won the NBA title. The next year, they had to go into a best-of-three opening round series against the Houston Rockets. They had the best record in the league, and they lost that series, and they were done. So, a fabulous season gone because you fell behind 2-1 in a 3-game series. That's nuts, and I hope it doesn't come to that in baseball.
Jesse in Van Nuys has another proposal to revitalize baseball. Jesse, what is it?
Well, I don't want to mess with things too much. I certainly don't want to anger the guy up from Martinez, but I would love to see baseball adopt a system of promotion and relegation like they use in world soccer or football, as I like to call it. It would, in my mind, allow opportunities for teams like the Durham Bulls, who have a fantastic stadium there in Durham, North Carolina, to finally achieve major league status. Similarly, maybe the Expos wouldn't lose their franchise. If they didn't have a market, they would just be relegated. So there would be constant churn. And what it also does is it makes the end of the season interesting, because if your losing team is looking like they might get relegated, you tune in and attendances go up because you want to be there to support your team.
Wow, Jesse, that's a radical idea.
It is. I've thought about this kind of thing where you would tell the teams that hardly spend any money at all on players that, you know, if you don't dial it up, we're going to go bring in the Louisville Bats, or we're going to go bring in the Sacramento River Cats, and they're going to be the big league team next year, and you become the AAA team. It's an interesting idea. I can't imagine it's ever going to pass, but it's an interesting idea.
The owners, of course, would never go for
no,
it because the risks financially, but no. It's great, great thing to contemplate, Jesse. Thanks so much. I do want to go back to this lawsuit that Bolsinger, the former Dodger pitcher and pitched all around the league, that he filed. He wants the money to go to charity. I'm wondering if some of the other pitchers, because Bill Shaken was telling us, or he wrote in his piece, there are a bunch of pitchers who, after getting shelled against the Astros, were sent down to the minor leagues.
Yeah, I would imagine that if you do discovery in a lawsuit like this, a lot of stuff is going to come out. My guess is that the Houston Astros front office doesn't want any of this to come out. A and I were talking before we came on. A was saying if the Astros are smart, they'd settle right away and just get this thing in the past. I would probably agree with that.
I bet they're going to put their eggs in the basket of counting on a judge to toss it.
It could
I think
be.
That's because if they make a settlement, then that could open up the door for a lot more people.
And one of Mike Bolsinger's problems is that he's also going to have to somehow explain why other bad outings that he had coming up to that particular game were also factors in the Toronto Blue Jays' decision to send him down to the minors. And, of course, it's hard to say that he suffered any particular damage from that, because he did go to Japan, pitch for 4 seasons, and I will assume that he got paid handsomely to do that.
Well, I love it's an L.A. guy who tweeted this last night, Trevor Bauer, UCLA product.
He's a little nuts, but he's a good
born
guy.
Born in the Valleys from L.A., who writes, "No idea who made this new playoff format proposal, but Rob, speaking of Rob Manfred, the commissioner, is responsible for releasing it. So I'll direct this to you, Rob Manfred. Your proposal is absurd for too many reasons to type on Twitter and proves you have absolutely no clue about baseball. You're a joke." That's Trevor Bauer tweeting last night.
Well, the good thing is it's got people talking about baseball in the middle of February, which is a nice thing. And Trevor Bauer is certainly outspoken, as we've always seen. He can also throw a baseball from the pitcher's mound over the center field fence. We've also seen that as well. It's what got him sent from Cleveland to Cincinnati.
All right, Nick, thanks very much.
Thank
Good
you.
To talk with you. You think this postseason proposal is going anywhere?
I can't imagine, but it does get people talking. Pitchers, catchers report this week. College baseball starts on Friday.
A week and a half, I'll be down there, and maybe I'll even get on the air from Arizona and
Sounds
share
good.
What I see. I'm going, this first time I've ever been the first week, because we have a member drive. We got the California primary. The only place I could shoehorn my trip was the first week of spring training, last week of February.
So I need a scorecard, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be all the kids. All right, thanks, Nick
Thank
Roman.
You.
You'll hear him this afternoon, all things considered, on KPCC. The New Hampshire primary, we're going to check in with Trent Spinner of Politico in just 1 minute on Air Talk.